Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello from Nashville and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Here at Music City, USA, it's the Country Music Association's annual music festival, which most people know as Fanfare. I'm here because New Holland is a sponsor, and through their ongoing promotion involving country music star Michael Peterson, they've created the first annual New Holland Michael Peterson Celebrity Boomer Tractor Race, which takes place on the last day of the event. Celebrities will each drive a New Holland Boomer tractor around an obstacle course and be timed. The winner will be selected by a combination of time and how many cones they knock down. I think close to 100 have signed up so far. So in this week's Zimcast, I thought it would be interesting to focus on the fact that a tractor company is marketing their brand to a bunch of country music fans. My bet is that a lot of these people here farm or have connections to people who farm, and that includes what many call the hobby or lifestyle farmer. I've spoken with several of the New Holland sales reps here, and they can confirm this. In fact, I'm pretty sure they've sold a number of tractors from their booth. I wonder how many other agribusiness companies should consider an investment in this venue or others like it. And to find out more about the marketing side of the CMA Music Festival, I interviewed their Vice President of Strategic Marketing, Rick Murray. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do in terms of strategic marketing for CMA.
Well, my division really works with marketing and membership. We oversee sponsorship development and partnership development for our events, the CMA Music Festival, as well as the CMA Awards. We also work with all membership and industry relations. We work with corporate America and Hollywood to encourage them to use country music and artists in their campaigns and in television and films. And we also do internet marketing and international. So we have a little bit of everything.
Well, this year at the music festival, which I know has been going on for, I'm not even sure how many years at this point, but you always, I think, have something new at an event like this. Can you tell us what are some of the things that would fall in your area this year that are new?
Well, one of the things this year is, but we've been going on, first of all, for 35 years, it's our 35th year, and one of the things that is new is, of course, the New Holland tractor pull and the tractor competition that we have here. We started the sports festival, which is where this tractor competition is being held a few years ago, as a new element. It's a free area that everyone can come into, not only those registered for the festival, but locals as well, to come and see country artists and sports celebrities really do something a little bit unique, a little bit different. And so this year we're adding the tractor competition as one of those new elements. We've got a family zone with expanded activities going on there. We put in a block party this year, a second year of a parade that we kicked off the festival with on Wednesday. So a number of new elements that have been added in, and of course upgrades to current elements.
Well, the weather has just been phenomenal, unless you really don't like it hot, I guess, but it's been beautiful. Can you tell us how things are going so far? I know we're just, you know, not even halfway through at this point, but what are the signs in terms of attendance and feedback from fans?
Well, you know, it's really been fantastic. We're very fortunate with the weather. It's warm in the mid-80s, but we also have a nice little cool breeze, which is nice. No rain in the forecast for the entire event. Our attendance is up, both our four-day attendance. We have international attendance that's up. In fact, we have over 1,000 international attendees here this year as compared to about 800 last year. We also have a number of our single-day tickets and people coming to the concerts and just the daytime shows. Those numbers up as well. So we feel very strong about it. We've got attendees from all 50 states, from over 20 countries around the globe. It's really created and turned into a destination event that we're very pleased with, and we're continuing to grow it and make it bigger and wider and better for everyone.
So with that international perspective, which seems to be growing, like you said, for a company like New Holland with this new promotion, kind of ties right in because they are a global business.
That's right. And one of the great things about having companies like New Holland involved is that it does give the fans of both the domestic as well as the international fans a chance to look at the product, to become affiliated with the brand and some brand awareness that's going on there. And I think more importantly, what's important is that they all have a great time around the brand. And when you can integrate the brand into a lot of fun, the consumer remembers that and they have a good, positive feeling about the brand. So hopefully that turns into sales down the road for the company.
Well, I'll certainly be asking those questions as time goes through the event here, but I think you brought up just what I wanted to get to, is the whole idea of branding and how in an event like this, you might not normally think you would see this type of a company on display. But there are, as I've walked around, it's just been interesting to see all the variety of companies who align or get themselves involved here.
That's right. I mean, we have companies from Smucker's, and they're doing things with the Crisco brand as well as with the peanut butter brands and a number of their brands that they have going on. And they're doing interesting things in the family zone. So they're doing, like, Sundays and things along those lines. We have Grease Lightning that's here that's doing some sampling in the exhibit hall. Wrangler has a huge store, and they do a lot of things within the exhibit hall itself, as well as people that are doing product sampling in and out of the Coliseum for our nightly shows. We have artists signing in different booths in the exhibit hall, so the brands are associated with these artists there. And as we talked about before, a lot of these elements with the activities, like in the sports zone with New Holland, we're actually titling a certain element that is really a driver for everyone.
Can you give us a little perspective on the type of, support that you need in order to put on an event like this? I don't know how big the CMA staff is, for example, but it must be an immense undertaking.
You know, it is. It's a great deal of fun, but a great deal of work. And sometimes we sit back, and when we start to think about what the undertaking is, we kind of get a little nervous about it. But basically, we have a staff of about 35 full-time people at CMA, and this is one of many things that we do throughout the year. The event itself, we work on it full-time year-round in terms of year-round in terms of how we develop it and what we do. When we get closer to the event itself, and for example, on-site, we have over 1,000 people working at on-salary or as consultants. That are doing production at the different locations, our volunteers, our security crews. It's a pretty major area. We have 5 different entertainment areas. So if you think about it, it's really like setting up 5 different stages and locations that all have to have their own support group, in addition, of course, to the major support. There's over 500 media that are here as well. So there's a lot of people that have to bring the media around and make sure that they're getting the kinds of information, things that they need to do. A huge hospitality corps to make sure that our guests are having a great time, that there aren't any questions or if there are any problems, that we're taking care of those right away and very quickly. So it's quite a big undertaking. The artists all donate their time, and that's really, really important, I think, because an event like this couldn't happen if you had to pay every single artist all the money. The reason they do that is from the very beginning. They wanted to say thank you to the fans for helping them have a career, basically, in country music. So they come, they donate their time, they perform for free, they meet the artists, they do interviews with media, all kinds of things for anywhere from 1 to 4 days, depending on their schedules. And then they're able to have a great time, and they like to see their fans, and the fans like to see them in a different way. Mm-hmm. So again, we look at the sports zone, and we look at the New Holland Tractor Competition, and it's all different. It's putting country artists together, you know, doing a fun obstacle course with the tractors, and where are you ever going to see that?
That's right, and as Michael Peterson has said in an interview I did, why have we never thought of this before? You know, it just seems to make sense. But let me ask you this, for other companies that are in the agribusiness world, would you say there are opportunities for them here?
There absolutely are opportunities. One of the things that we look at is we try to create opportunities in different programming elements for the different partners and the different brands. So we don't go in and say, well, we have this available, this box. We basically say, well, what do you want to do, and how can we put a little twist on it? Again, example with Tractor. Again, example with, let's say, Smucker's or Wrangler. There's normal things that they do, but then we say, well, let's put them into this context and do something a little bit different that the fans will look at and the consumers will look at differently. So we create a lot of unique opportunities for them. I think the underlying point is that country music is truly America's music. The agriculture business is truly at the heart of America, and I think that's a great association, a great opportunity for us to really celebrate our own America and the things that we do, the hard work and the talent that the agriculture business donates and contributes to our economy, and country music is celebrating all that too. So it's exciting that we work with other companies, that we find out what kinds of things they like to do, and then we kick around ideas and we develop these really wild things that work well for everyone.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Rick Murray, who's Vice President of Strategic Marketing for the Country Music Association, and here in Nashville at the CMA Music Festival. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. If you haven't been following along on AgWire this past week and want to know more about what happens here in Nashville, then go to the site and click on the Fanfare category in the right sidebar. That'll bring up all my posts from the event. It's been an interesting one, and I have other interviews and video clips that you can watch, which are posted throughout there. Well, that's about it for this week. I want to encourage you to go to our domestic fuel site starting on Tuesday to follow along as I go on a coast-to-coast blogging adventure to celebrate the interstate. I'll be driving an ethanol industry-wrapped truck in a convoy that's promoting the 50-year anniversary of the U.S. interstate system. We'll start out Wednesday in San Francisco and end up in Washington, D.C. at the end of the month. It's a 2-week journey, and I'll certainly be posting from it on AgWired as well. So see you somewhere on the road. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.